Do you want to deliver a killer presentation or team update that inspires action? It's about way more than just throwing up some slides with facts and figures. You got to take your audience on an emotional ride, one that connects the dots between the past, looks them straight in the eye about the present situation, and one that paints a vision of the future that gets them so fired up that they'll want to take immediate action. The framework I'm about to share isn't just some corporate BS. It'll become your go-to blueprint for inspiring others while elevating your leadership influence, personal brand, and the impact you have on the business. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone. This is Jim Riviello, and I want to welcome you to the Getting Results podcast. I'm so excited to have you here, so let's get started. Results matter. In fact, we're paid to get results. So the big question is this: how do business leaders like us, who really want to do the right thing and make a difference, how do they get results? How do they effectively lead others in the face of adversity? And how do they find the strength and courage to role model the behavior they want to see in others? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jim Riviello, and welcome to Getting Results. I get a lot of calls from leaders who want to pregame an upcoming presentation. And when I say presentation, what I'm referring to is both a formal talk with slides and an informal meeting update or team update. And whether you're speaking to your team or sharing your wisdom with the whole company, let me give you a framework that I've used for years: the past, the present, and the future. See, this framework works for just about anything. Let's unpack each section one by one. The past. The mistake most leaders make is they're so eager to get to the good stuff that they fail to set the stage. The beginning of your update or talk is where you gotta flex your storytelling muscle and provide some crucial context. The key here is to take your folks on a journey to understand how we arrived at the situation or challenge at hand. One approach might be to revisit your origin story or the history of the problem that you're trying to solve. Or you can paint a picture of the previous strategies, decisions, and circumstances that led to the present moment. The key here is to make the past feel relevant. Don't just rattle off boring data, right? Get descriptive and use engaging examples. The goal is to make your audience feel the struggle and understand the missed opportunity or misstep. See, this is the stage where you build a narrative or vivid reason that sets up the need for change. Once you have the past framed up, it's time to shine a light on the current realities with the same gritty honesty. It's in this stage, right, where it's crucial to balance both positive momentum that's happening right now while also creating a sense of urgency and motivation to change. Talk about some of the amazing things happening right now that deserve respect. See, the hustle and grind that your team put in didn't come easy. You should take pride in the wins, take pride in the growth, take pride in the impact that you and your team achieve. Whether it's launching an innovative new product, right, landing a massive client deal, or consistently out-executing the competition, you've got plenty of reasons to celebrate how far you've come. Use numbers and success stories to illustrate that you and your team are doing something right and gaining serious traction. At the same time, you can't just admire your progress. You got to bring an awareness to the obstacles and inefficiencies still holding you and your team back. For every win, let's be honest, right? There's always a lingering frustration or roadblock to remind us all that things can still be better. What pains and inefficiencies exist? Maybe it's a struggle with an outdated tool or a specific workflow. Maybe it's a territorial silo that's causing a breakdown in communication and inefficiencies in the business. Or maybe there's a challenge keeping up with the evolving needs of your customers. The point I'm trying to make is you're doing groundbreaking work that deserves respect, but there's also plenty of room for further growth, optimization, and scale. You have to paint a picture that the status quo is not an option. I recommend that you leverage data to illustrate your point, whether it's sales numbers, customer attrition rates, inefficiencies, cultural issues, whatever. Don't filter or sugarcoat it. Let the weight of those indisputable facts create a pit in the people's stomach about the cost of inaction. But don't just rely on numbers alone. You have to voice the emotional side of the current situation. What frustrations do others vocalize? What's the internal grumbling happening around the metrics you just shared? Tell real-world stories to make the present struggles come alive. Maybe it's a customer story you want to tell about who aired a grievance about dropping balls. Maybe there's a potential high potential person on your team that's expressed that they're thinking about jumping ship. You got to put a human face on the data to drive your point home in a profound way. You also want to create a sense of this is unacceptable to emerge, right? That feeling, right? That an undeniable realization that minor tweaks or putting a fresh coat of paint on the same broken model just won't cut it. At the same time, you got to walk a fine line of not being completely doom and gloom. You have to use the present to almost like spark a desire for something better. And if you nail the present section of this framework, you can then transition into casting your vision for the future that has your audience wanting to hear your ideas. Now let's talk about the future. Now that you've got your audience primed and motivated for something new and better, you've got to paint a bold and inspiring vision of what that future looks like. Don't paint some vague pie in the sky dream. Instead, talk about an exciting achievement that is well within everyone's grasp. First, you got to paint an inspiring picture of future success from a 50,000 foot view. Don't hold back on declaring the wildest and most audacious goal that may initially feel impossible. I know one leader who does this really well. He had a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal of achieving 50% gross profit. And everyone thought he was crazy. You know why? It took him 2 years and his team did it. What does the promised land look like for you? Why is it important? How are you going to articulate it so it gets people excited? Once you have the high-level picture painted, you got to then lay out a concrete roadmap and game plan. Don't just dangle a big, juicy carrot. Give people a plan to get there. Everyone may love the big idea, but you know what's going to happen? Their monkey mind is going to start dancing with all the things that need to happen, all the things that they need to do. And you run the risk of losing them if you don't define the roadmap forward so they can imagine themselves taking action. This is where I use the concept of phases. For example, in phase one, the plan is to do X. In phase two, the plan is to do Y. And in phase three, the plan is to do Z. So you got to shape each phase with concrete goals, strategies, and tactics that you're going to implement. I would also encourage you to include key decisions in each phase that need to be made. It's strange. People need a battle plan for turning a lofty ambition into reality. Recognize that there'd be more detail in phase one and less in phase three. The goal is to get people bought into the roadmap forward. You have to give them confidence that what you're trying to say and what you're trying to propose is within their reach, right? If they commit. Your job is to sell the journey as much as the destination. When you nail this section, you're gonna sense a shift in the room, right? It's crazy. Suddenly people are gonna begin to see, feel, and start to believe in the possibilities that you're painting. More importantly, they're gonna understand what your why is behind the need to evolve, and they're gonna start to feel excited to put in the work. Now that's how you inspire a team to move mountains. Boom, that's the framework. See, the past unpacks how you got into the current situation. The present talks about what you're currently doing to address it and sparks additional motivation for change. And then the future will drive alignment on a shared mission with defined next steps. That's it, right? If you master this narrative arc of the past, present, and future, you're going to increase your leadership influence. You're going to increase your personal brand. And you know what? You're going to put your fingerprints on and impact on the business. If you want more tools like the one I just shared, I invite you to join our leadership community. The fastest way to expedite results is to surround yourself with like-minded souls just like yourself who are going to force you to elevate your game. We're a community-driven hub for business leaders who want to develop their brand, increase their influence, and accelerate their impact. If that's you, I encourage you to join us. It's extremely affordable and risk-free. I included a link in the description if you're interested. Okay, if you like what I shared today, do me a favor. Give it a thumbs up, drop a comment below related to your business, and of course, subscribe, because each week I'm sharing content to help you and your team embrace change, focus your efforts, and accelerate results. Remember this, you're just one idea away. I'll talk to you soon. If you want to get out of the weeds, you need to do more than just hire the right people. You need to get the right people to do the right things. The truth is this, leaders are only as good as the team they surround themselves with. I invite you to join LeadershipX University and get access to a thriving community of like-minded business leaders just like yourself. The entire community is designed to be one big support group for leaders who want to get out of the weeds and get their teams to step up. Go to growchampion.com or follow the link in the description to learn more. In the meantime, do me a favor and share this with others in whatever way serves you best. Enjoy your week, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.